Ritika at Brickwork added the following. Market research, financial research, business plans, industry analysis, market assessment reports, preparing presentations, reports and newsletters, legal research, analytics, website development, search engine optimization, maintaining and updating databases, credit scoring, managing procurement processes. Venki, we have a forgetful client who has us call him all the time with various reminders. One of our clients on a custom plan has us wake him up every morning. We've done the legwork and found people who fell out of contact after Katrina, found jobs for clients. My favorite so far. One of our clients has a pair of trousers that he really likes that aren't in production anymore. He's sending them to Bangalore from London to have created exact replicas at a tiny fraction of the price. Here are a few other YMII custom requests. Reminding an overzealous client to pay his current parking fines as well as not speed and collect parking fines. Apologizing and sending flowers and cards to spouses of clients. Charting a diet plan, reminding client on it regularly, ordering groceries based on the specific diet plan. Getting a job for a person who lost his job due to outsourcing a year back. We did the job search, did the cover letters, did the resume tuning, and got the client a job in 30 days. Fixing a broken window pane of a house in Geneva, Switzerland. Collecting homework information from a teacher's voicemail and emailing it to the client, parents of the kid. Research on how to tie a shoelace meant for a kid, client's son. Find a parking slot for your car in some other city even before you make the trip. Ordered garbage bins for home. Get an authenticated weather forecast and weather report for a particular time in a particular place on a particular day 5 years ago. This was to be used as supportive evidence for a lawsuit. Talking to parents in our client's stead. Basic choices. New Delhi or New York? There are tens of thousands of VAs. How on earth do you find the right one? The resources at the end of this chapter will show you where to look, but it is overwhelming and confusing unless you have a few criteria determined in advance. It often helps to begin with the question, where on earth? Remote or local? Made in the USA doesn't have the ring it used to. The pros of jumping time zones and visiting third world currency are twofold. People work while you sleep, and the per-hour expense is less. Time savings and cost savings. Ritika explains the former with an example. One can give the remote personal assistant in India their assignment when they are leaving work at the end of the day in New York City, and they will have the presentation ready the next morning. Because of the time difference with India, assistants can work on it while they are asleep and have it back in their morning. When they wake up, they will find the completed summary in their inbox. These assistants can also help them keep pace with what they want to read, for example.